Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by the good folks over at gadgetofthemonth.com. If you are in the market for iPhone, iPod, or iPad accessories like cables, chargers, lights, lenses, then I think you're going to want to make a quick stop over at gadgetofthemonth.com to see all the goodies they have over there. They ship worldwide and have that famous 90-day satisfaction guarantee, so check them out over at gadgetofthemonth.com. But for now, enjoy the show. Hello everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I'm a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and most importantly and above all else, I am a nice guy trying to not finish last. Before we go any further, if you would like to support the show, then please give us a quick rating or a review in the world famous iTunes store. If you'd like this show to come to you automatically and free every single week once it's uploaded, then hey, while you're in iTunes, feel free to hit subscribe, or you can hit subscribe through the BlackBerry podcast app. What? You want a different way to subscribe to the show? Well, you can head on over to thatcsaguy.podomatic.com and copy our RSS feed and plug it into whatever podcast reader you choose to use. It's that easy. If you find yourself on the old Facebook, then please tell a friend to tell a friend about the show so they can leave a comment and hit that big old like button for us over on podomatic.com. Have I mentioned how beautiful I think you are today? I mean, you're beautiful every day, but today I just really feel the need to mention it. No, I don't know why I'm starting my podcast off like that, but, you know, I'm trying to spread the PMA, the positive mental attitude, man. There's too much bad vibes around here. I mean, we're just coming off a funeral in my part of the world with the people I call family, and it's been kind of a dreary week, and I'm just trying to lift everybody's spirits, including my own, so I figured what I could do, since it seems to be the theme of the week, is tell one quick story about someone who has recently passed away in my family. And you see, I'm Guyanese. The country of Guyana is in the West Indies, and like a lot of West Indian families, mine is pretty big. Like, one side had 11 kids, and the next side had like 9. So, yeah, we're pretty major. I mean, there have been Christmases where me and my sister, just to pass the time to get to midnight where we open our presents, we would like attempt to count how many cousins we have, and I don't think we've made it the whole way through yet. But the thing is, me personally, I've never really been a part of such a huge family unit. I mean, there's really only 4 of us, but there was this one summer where I resided in Thornhill, Ontario, Canada, and there were 15 of us in a house. See, what had happened was we were moving from our old house to our new house, but the builder was like, yeah, your house isn't ready yet, so you're going to have to find the next place to live for the next 2 months, which kind of screwed over our plans. But with my uncle and my cousin being awesome, they're like, hey, come live with us. So there's the 4 from my family, 2 from them. There were 6 of us in this house for the majority of the summer. Now, living with them at the time was this one other uncle I had who was like fresh out of Guyana. Like, this one time my mom seasoned chicken wings in the morning, and him trying to be helpful, he wanted to help cook dinner, so I'm pretty sure he curried them, because that's what he does with meat when he sees it. So if you've never tried curry chicken wings, actually neither have I. I'm pretty sure my mom tossed them. She was like, no, don't ruin my chicken wings. It was a good time. So there was 7 of us in this 3-bedroom house, and we were making it. We were doing all right until this one weekend in the middle of the summer where one of my cousins was getting married. See, when one cousin gets married, all the States family has to come up. So 4 from the Brooklyn crew and 4 more from the Jersey crew all came up. And somehow, we all got lumped into the same house. So, at maximum capacity, the house was holding 15 people. Like, I'm sure it was a fire code violation. I swear to goodness. It was crazy. Now, a few of you might be asking, how'd you manage to pull that off? 15 people in one house. Well, to be honest with you, I have no idea, but I have no complaints either, because it's easily one of the most memorable weekends I've ever had in a summer. I mean, it was nuts, but it was so perfect at the same time, because I don't know, it was just special to me. You know, maybe I'm weird, but, you know, it's everybody going through what they're going through. Just, you know, don't let the vibes get you. Keep your head up. And, smile, man. Speaking of smiles, my guest returning to the program this week does have one, my buddy Aaron. Last week after we sat down and talked for about 40 minutes, we realized we really didn't talk about much in terms of our great stories, so we reset ourselves and we sat down and talked again right there in the coffee shop. So this week you get to hear us talk about riveting topics such as girls, or high school, or amusement parks, or everyone's second favorite Canadian city, Montreal, Quebec. Before we go into it, I gotta plug all Aaron's websites right now. I don't want to forget to later. You can check him out on Facebook under APLPIX Photography. That's his photo page. You can check him out on Flickr, APLPIX, and you can check out his two YouTube accounts. The first one, if you want to see his older videos from high school, if you want to laugh at young me, you can find him under the name NA4CYL. That's the letter N, the letter A, the number 4, and the letter CYL. And you can look for his new stuff under the name APLPOD if you want to see him in Las Vegas driving a Porsche 911 on a racetrack, or maybe a GTR. But enough of introductions. Here we go with the episode coming at you live from the coffee shop. Me and Aaron, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the podcast, recording live.
Not ready yet.
Not ready yet?
No.
All right, well, we'll build anticipation. With my guest at this time, Aaron. Aaron, what's up?
Hey,
what are you drinking? Okay, so
finish my sip, you know?
We just banged out one episode. We figure, you know what? We haven't even scratched the surface. So we're back here again. Another week, another program, another edition of us reminiscing.
Round two.
Round two. Plus, Aaron has this roll up the rim coffee cup that he has yet to roll up. And hopefully he wins the RAV4. Yeah, you can all share in his excitement of winning this new car.
So we'll carry this on.
So we'll babble until he finishes.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Another French vanilla, you know?
Nice, nice. Speaking of new cars, I was watching the Price is Right the other day.
Yeah.
Like, somehow I was just home during the middle of the day and I caught it.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy goes up. Drew Carey's the host, by the way. So things are changing. Shout out to Bob Barker. Apparently he looked like my granddad.
Really?
Apparently. Like, my sister always tells me, you know who Bob Barker looks like? I swear he looks like... It's ridiculous. I don't know. But anyways, the guy wins the first... He gets off contestant's row.
Yeah.
And the voice guy is like, well, I hope you're ready for your brand new car. And the car's driven out. Now, you know, usually... It's usually one of three really pretty model girls who give out the prizes.
Yeah.
Driving out the car was a dude.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a dude who's giving out the prizes on Price is Right now. And I was distraught.
Really?
Because I'm like, where the heck did Manuela go? I kind of love Manuela from, like, the five times I've watched New Price is Right.
Did she get pregnant, though?
I don't know. Hey, I'm not that in-depth in Price is Right. What? But anyways, there's this dude, and I didn't know how to feel. I was kind of vexed and kind of like, wow, I didn't know I felt this attachment to the girls on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Really pretty, though. But then she came out and gave, like, a digital camera. Shout out to her color of nail polish. I was that intrigued by it. I'm like, wow, what is that, dark olive? And you ever see a girl so pretty, like, you're intrigued by her nail polish color?
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
You'll see girls go all out. They're like, they do, like, all the stones and the sparkles and the stripes.
I don't have that patience in life to design my nails. So shout out to women.
Like, I know a Colombian girl, like, she does, like, the stripes on her, like, a Colombian flag on her nails. Like, what the
heck? That's pretty dope.
That's crazy.
That's kind of crazy. I just respect a good solid color. If my future wife is listening to this, yo, just whatever. I'm gonna tell you look gorgeous anyway.
Keep it red.
Red? Red's the color of choice?
It's my favorite color, but just keep it red.
Oh, that is true. He's wearing a red shirt right now.
I gotta drive a red car.
And he drives a red car.
Yeah, red's been my color for life.
Red has been your color since... Do you remember we went to Wonderland in grade 12?
Oh,
And we took the infamous player haters pick? Where years later, I realized we look like Power Rangers from the way we're all wearing one specific color.
I wore red. You wore yellow.
I had yellow. Joseph wore blue.
He had blue.
Josh had black.
Yeah.
And Kyle was with us. I think Kyle had green.
Had green.
And we looked like the Power Rangers. But most importantly, on this picture, I think you went and captioned it. It just says player haters in big, bold font at the bottom. And it's the most hilarious thing ever.
I'm supposed to pick on that.
Because we look amazing. Oh, we just look great. And I look back at him like, yo, we were easily the coolest people I knew in high school. Just random for no reason.
Oh my God.
But if there's ever a reason to be random, then you're not really being random. But I digress. What I wanted to talk about, that actually, you know what? Let's talk about Wondergrad.
Yeah.
That was the craziest night. For those of you who didn't go to school with us or are not in our province, I think in grade 12, everybody who's about to graduate in that grade from around the province, they end up at Wonderland. That's our big theme park.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's only grade 12s on that night. And everybody goes and has a good time. Our crew was there, except for a few notable absentees.
Yeah.
Like, I was bummed out that Josh didn't go. I was bummed out that Remy didn't make it. But other than that, it was a crazy night.
Yeah.
Like, we were on the bus, we walked out, and it's just everybody you know, and then just a bunch of people you don't know. Some of them really attractive women. It was a real, like, at one point at the night, you remember Joseph won that giant Dora the Explorer doll?
Mm-hmm.
And he got that free Z103 shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Me and him were on this dance floor, and we somehow got to the front. It's just me and Joseph, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We'll fight our way to the front of any crowd. Like, that's what you do when there's a lot of live music going on. You get to the stage.
For sure.
It's a law in our circle of friends, I think. Yeah. So we end up at the front. We're up against this barricade. And we went in there side by side together. I remember at one point, I'm surrounded just like by five chicks I've never seen before in my life. Probably will never see again.
From the Pines?
No!
Just okay.
Random women.
All right.
And I remember thinking, A, I'm not a good dancer. I don't know why they're here. B, I don't care. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the smoothest guy in life, so for me to get any girl around me, hey.
Absorb it all.
I'm just standing there, like I couldn't move. I was just throwing my hands in there and literally waving them like I did not care. And then the worst part, somebody came and pulled me out of it. I'm like, no. Why? What are you doing? They're like, oh, hey. Remember how you said you were going to go ride Drop Zone at midnight? Well, it's getting close to midnight, and I think you should go ride Drop Zone.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I think it was a girl who pulled me up. Yo,
man.
Totally ruined my game. And that's before I had game. My game could have developed years earlier.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah, I got honed and sharpened.
I could have been so much more experienced in life.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember, I think at one point, no one was riding the carousel, the merry-go-round.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just us.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, everybody was on that.
I got a picture of that, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to post a whole album of, like, our Wondergrad.
There was a really, there's a really good album on Facebook. If you want to look at young me in this ridiculous yellow windbreaker. Oh, man.
We all had windbreakers,
we did
essentially.
That's because we were player haters. That was our uniform.
Except mine was a windbreaker with the sleeve, though.
Yeah.
I could tear it off the sleeve.
Yeah. You had the high-grade windbreaker. I was just, hey, mine has a hood in case it rains. Ooh. Oh, man, what a good night.
That was awesome, man.
Like, I remember, I think there's footage of us riding Drop Zone. For those of you who don't know, Drop Zone is like, it's the ride where you sit four people on each side of this big cylinder, and you slowly go up till you get to the top, and then all of a sudden they drop you, and all you have is your seatbelt and gravity to count on. And, oh, man, it was really good. You were with me on that, right?
I was.
There's footage. I know there's footage of that. But I remember at one point, I was like, hey, I can see my house from here, even though I couldn't. But I was trying to be as funny as I could at the top because I thought I was going to die.
No, you always say you can see your house from anyone.
Yeah, anytime. Like, I could climb up to the top of this coffee place, I'd probably say I could see my house from
here. Yeah, for sure. Well, then we went on the Italian Job.
Italian Job was amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we got a picture of that?
We did. We bought the picture. That's how hyped we were about this night. We're like, yeah, we got to buy this souvenir. I still have that picture somewhere. It's really good. Oh, yeah. I was really pleased about that night, even though not everybody was there.
Yeah, that was like the most fun I ever had at Wonderland.
Yeah, I don't think...
Maybe like the first time I went, like maybe when you were younger, that was like the best time you went, and then like later on.
I remember this one time I had to sneak people into Wonderland.
No.
That wasn't as fun, but the intro was surely memorable.
Okay.
Because I remember somebody put me in charge.
Yeah.
I'm a cheap individual at this point in my life.
Yeah.
So when I got there, I'm like, I don't really know if I want to buy four. There's like different tickets you can get. There's the ticket where you get general admission. means you can ride everything, walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Or there's a ticket where you pay, but you can't ride anything. It's substantially cheaper.
Jeez.
So I'm there with three other people.
How do you go there and not ride anything, though?
That's the crux, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, let's get one ticket, general admission, so I can ride everything, and the three of you guys just get tickets where you don't have to, where you say you're not going to ride anything. They're like, well, how are we going to ride anything? I'm like, yo, don't worry. I got this. So we all get in, and I have three people who shall remain nameless because, you know, I'm trying to protect the innocent.
Absolutely.
We get in there. They're like, well, now how are we going to ride anything? I give them my ticket. I take their ticket. And we go one at a time. I go, yo, go run back to the where they stamp you in.
At the
and say, yo, sorry, I was in such a rush to get in here. I didn't get the stamp.
Yeah.
Because you got to show your stamp to get on the ride.
Yeah,
so I'm like, just run back there. Say you forgot to get a stamp. And then come back. And then all of a sudden, you could ride every ride you want.
Right.
And it worked for all three of them.
No way.
I saved so much money that day.
Seriously.
I'm pretty sure I can get arrested for telling that story. So,
I'm sure they've revised the rules.
Yeah, they, hopefully. But yeah, that was the second most amazing time. The most amazing time, like, the whole crew was there. And, oh, man. Wonder Grad was nuts. So for you kids out there, stay in school specifically to get to that night. Like, don't do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not telling you you need your high school diploma for everything in life.
You can't miss out on life.
But get to that moment, because it's really good. Also, what we did not talk about last time, one of my favorite series of videos on YouTube, the 2006 St. Thomas Aquinas Secondary Prom.
Oh, God.
So good.
Oh, my God.
For so many reasons. I really wish I bought a colored shirt because I just showed up in the white one. I look so lame.
Josh came up with his red suit.
Yeah, he did have a red suit. There was a lot of randomness at that prom. Who was it that was... They're on tape, like, playing their Game Boy at the prom. I remember seeing this. I'm like, whoa, you're a legend.
Were they Asian?
No.
They were Asian.
I remember that, too. I remember Yannick brought his MP3 player, though.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have the best DJ. And clearly, Yannick must have known this. And I remember the DJ wasn't the greatest because at one point, when me and our boy Eric left to go, we had to go check on the limo.
Yeah.
Like, when we left, our DJ was playing the soundtrack from Grease. And I'm still mad about it to this day.
No way.
In the year 2006, summer loving should not be the theme of your prom.
Damn.
Also, the theme of our prom was, like, Hawaiian, no?
It was.
You remember I brought the pineapple with me?
Oh, my God.
I showed up
God.
With half a pineapple because it was like, hey, it's a Hawaiian theme. And plus, I talk a lot of smack in life. I was like, yo, I should totally show up with half a pineapple. And Joshin was like, oh, really? You say that? So he drew up a contract in the library that day. We got people to witness
yo,
it.
I think I still have all these videos.
And he's like, I think I still have the contract.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you don't show up with a pineapple, you have to forfeit $5 and all of your friends.
You serious?
I was like, all right, well, look, I'm graduating. I'm probably not going to see all these people again in my life. But I could use $5. So I definitely showed up with a pineapple.
Yeah.
And when we got there, they were handing out, like, plastic pineapple cups. And I was like, man, to hell with this. Now I'm just some guy with a pineapple. Again, we clearly must have been the coolest people in high school. Showing up to the prom. I didn't have a date, but I brought fruit. Oh, man. I'm reevaluating everything as we sit at this table right now. Woof. Were you in the limo with us?
I was.
Why did we have a limo?
I have no idea. Who bought the limo? I remember giving money for a limo.
I remember being peer pressured into the limo.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like, yo, everybody's gonna be in the limo. Just pay $35.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll take a limo. Me and my no date, aka my pineapple. And, like, our school, like, where we got picked up from wasn't even that far from the drop-off point.
No.
I remember when we got there, we're like, yo, we should have just all rolled up in bikes. It would have been so much cooler. Like, we all kind of came in and be like, what's up? I'm on a two-wheeler.
My super cycle.
We all should have came on big wheels. And for some reason, all of this made it to YouTube. And every once in a while, it's my favorite thing to go back and watch. Because we all look ridiculous. And when I say we all, I mean me.
Because
I'm just the most odd-looking person in my mind. But it was good because, like, everybody was in it except for a few people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was great.
The best part was when Oakley, when everyone had to vote for, like...
Jason Oakley won Prom King.
Prom King.
Jason Oakley, the legend. Loved by everybody. Who knew him? He was the man. He was the smartest guy. And I'm air-cheersing you right now with my V8.
Same.
Speaking of liquids, you look like you're about ready to roll up the rim.
It's ready to roll. Yo, some people just, like, they use their mouth or whatever.
A lot of people, yeah. There's different techniques.
People don't even know how to use your fingers. Like,
I'm pretty sure you just...
Do you know how you even read fingers?
I got put onto it last year.
Yeah.
Like, my last year at university, I figured out how to roll up a rim.
Because it's funny how people, like...
Some people will bite the hell out of
me. I hate that. Like...
First of all, you look crazy.
Yeah.
Stop doing that, listeners.
Like, stop eating the cup.
Stop eating your cup.
So
just roll up your rim simply. You want to describe it
so
for the people here?
If people like bite their cup to roll up the rim, it's not really roll up the rim. They would call it bite up the
it's
rim.
It's bite up the rim.
No. So when your cup is empty, right? So you see how I'm holding it? You squeeze it.
I don't think they can actually see how you're holding it. But
anyways, like you squeeze the top of the cup together, and then just...
You're basically putting your... You're kind of folding your cup in half, and then just slowly rolling with the thumbs.
Oh, unfortunately, there is no car.
You've actually won the opportunity to play again.
Yeah, I won the opportunity to play again.
On the plus side, hey, opportunity. Cheers to that. What else do we have to cover? Were you in Montreal recently? I think I was on Facebook. I think I saw something about you in Montreal.
I was in Montreal in 2011.
Like, I was going to go back and try to, like, totally... stalk your Facebook wall in the most casual way so I got things to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
But then, A, that counts as work, and B, it's totally creepy.
So
I didn't do it.
You gotta be spontaneous, you know?
Yeah. Like, I wanna be, like, as good a host as, like, George Stramopoulos or John Stewart, but I'm no interviewer. I'm just the guy
West
who can
Indian
talk.
Style.
That's not how we do it.
Nah.
So I'm thinking you were, in my mind, you were in Montreal a while ago.
So I remember your story from Montreal. So
it was a me story.
Okay, so I have a good story from Montreal. So it was me and my buddy Andre went up for the Formula One weekend, the Grand
nice.
Prix.
Yes.
Like, you know how you carry your stuff to pack?
Yeah, just packing for a trip in general.
I'm always aware of the weather, so I kept checking the forecast like every other day, like to like make sure I have like all the clothes I need. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I look at the forecast like 2 days before. They're like, oh, it's going to be hot and sunny over there.
Yeah.
And then, so all I packed were shorts and tees.
Makes
sandals,
sense.
Sandals, right?
Yeah. So where were we staying? Like,
We were on an island.
Ah, nice. Okay.
I don't know if, I can't remember
the... Oh, yeah, the one with the track on it.
Well, that's the different island.
Okay.
There's like three different islands.
I'm not a Montrealer. I just play one. I play an aspiring one on the internet. Okay, so you're on A Island. Isn't Montreal itself an island?
In a way, it's surrounded by water, so...
It does have water around it,
yeah. It's got the river around
Shout
it.
Shout out to Island Girls.
So when we get there, we just roam around, like, drive around the city, and then, like, we want to see St. Hubert chicken.
Yes. Yes. You get the poutine?
I always have to get the poutine, man.
I didn't get poutine last time.
Really?
I was, like, we were there, but we were in a mall, and, like, I didn't want to go order the poutine.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to, like, a legit, heavy-duty, strict-about-their-poutine spot.
Sure, I know.
Like, if I was going to do it, I want to do it right.
Real gravy, you know?
Yeah, I want the...
Real curds.
Plus, when we were at the music festival, the line for poutine was the most ridiculous line for anything I've ever seen in my life. Like, I didn't think to use my Panorama app at the time, but even the Panorama shot wouldn't have done it any justice.
No way.
Because it was crazy. Like, food lines in general were nuts.
Yeah.
But the poutine line... There were curves in it. It was still long. I'm like, man.
Been around the block.
I gotta get poutine somewhere. But I didn't get
uphill,
it.
So. Downhill.
So my next trip out there, poutine will be involved.
Yeah, I gotta do a Montreal smoked meat too.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I gotta hit some of that up.
Have you seen the clear cream soda in Montreal?
No.
You know how like our crushed cream soda?
Yeah, it's like pink.
It's pink.
Yeah, it's pink.
Over there, same crushed cream soda, but it's clear.
Oh, wait.
And I have a friend on Montreal. This is our, like, we always talk about this because I'm fascinated by it. Why is it clear? Does it taste different? I need to know.
Yeah.
Like, while I was wandering being a tourist, I totally did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I was looking at architecture and, you know.
Oh, I love the architecture, man.
Great looking place.
Yeah, I'll post pics from my trip on the link there.
So now you have his permission to stalk his Facebook
wall
absolutely. In a casual way.
No, I got my Flickr album, too. I got my high-res...
you got the camera,
picks.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Wait, did we tell your Montreal story? Or did we just got off on a tangent?
We veered off the... We took the scenic route.
Ah.
But we'll have...
Like when I was lost in Montreal.
Yeah. So
okay.
We're back,
yeah,
on
back
track
to your
now.
Story.
Yeah. So I'm like prepared for the weather. It's to be hot, whatever. And all of a sudden, it rained.
Yeah, it does
and,
that.
And I'm outside at like 11 at night with shorts and sandals and
oh, man.
But like we made the night better because we went on like a beer hunting spree.
As you do.
We went to all the convenience stores, bought as much beer as we could.
Nice.
Because there's one special beer, like, brand that they don't sell here in Ontario. Well, they do now, but previously they didn't.
At the time, they didn't.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Called Unibrew.
Okay.
And, like, they make like, a strong beer. It's, like, 9%, whatever.
All right.
And the strongest one they make is, like, 12%, but that's way more expensive.
I can imagine, yeah.
So we loaded up my trunk with beer.
Yes.
And like, you'll see in my album, it's just like a huge trunk, just packed with six packs, and they sell like a 40 of beer.
Ooh.
In like a classic cork top bottle.
Yeah. I don't even drink, but I respect that.
Dude, it's crazy.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, so the rain, it kept raining, right?
Yes, you're in the rain.
The forecast went from sunny all weekend to just pouring rain all weekend.
It did that to me when I was there too. Like, it was supposed to be nice and rain a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there was one day I had taken the metro to the island.
I hate the metro.
I like it.
Their metro?
It's convenient. I dig it.
It's not like our metro though. Because theirs is like... Oh, sorry, not like ours.
Our RTTC, subway. Our... We're going to keep it real Toronto here.
They don't use real rails. It's just like... rubber.
Yeah, they're like, I looked at it and there's legit tires.
There's tires like, on these subway cars. I'm like, what the
I don't know. But yeah, to me it was alright because I have so many bad experiences with Toronto Transit that anything is better at this point. Yeah. Like, except for when I was there and like the last day I was there. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been on Toronto Transit, every so often when you have to go get like tokens or whatever,
yeah,
you will run into the angry, disgruntled TTC worker.
Oh yeah, the gate master.
Yeah,
I call him the gate master.
Sitting in the booth, just not content about life. I got that guy in French.
No.
If you think
way,
that guy's bad
yeah.
in English, I got that guy in French, and I'm like, dog, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea what you're saying. And he's probably saying the same thing to me. But neither of us had a good tone.
$12.
No, the best, like, it was $5.50 for two trips.
Yeah.
I needed to get where I was going and come back. And luckily, because I wasn't paying attention, the digital thing, it says $5.50. I'm like, all right, I have $5.50. So I give him the thing, and he gives me, like, the two tickets. But it wasn't like a token where you just put it in and go.
Yeah.
It was like a little piece of paper. You have to slide into the slot and it gets punched and it shoots out the other side.
Yeah.
But I was putting it in backwards for the first four times I slid it in. And this is when he's getting mad at me. Then I realize you have to flip it.
Oh,
so then I flip it
no
and try
way.
Like another four times. And yeah.
There wasn't like an arrow on it? So like this way in?
There probably was.
But you were just under pressure though.
It was early in the morning and I was under pressure.
Yeah.
And once I hear French, I'm thrown off.
Yeah. Okay, so the rain got worse.
Yeah.
The Sunday was the race day, because every race day is on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the race started at... actually, we got to the racetrack early, because if you get there any later, you're not going to have a spot to sit.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily, we went early, because like, we got up at like 6 in the morning, and then we had to drive to the subway. And it's like another half-hour ride from... Dude, this is from like the top of the island to like the bottom of the island.
Ooh, yeah.
Because like
you guys are putting work this day.
Yeah, because like it was like the end of the line. And like, oh my god. So we were just like trundling along in this loud, tire howling subway, and then we had to walk like another like half hour to the island.
Yeah.
And so we had to wait in the line because the island didn't open until 9.
So, wait, like in the line to get on the island?
Yeah.
Or like the line for the metro?
Oh, the line for the island.
Because metro lines got crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we were at, we're trying to get off the island at the festival. It's like everybody's leaving at the same time. And the line was about as ridiculous as the line for poutine. And there's just so many people. And wouldn't you know it, there's like one person trying to get through with a stroller.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, I want to let you in, but I want to go home. And obviously you have to let them in. But because Montreal's amazing, all of a sudden there's like a group of people who just want to sing. Maybe it's because Montrealers are crazy. And maybe it's because we're at a music festival.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit of both. And at one point... We all broke out into song, which we probably shouldn't have, because I'm sure there was a sleeping baby.
Some Sam Roberts? Or...
No, it wasn't even Sam Roberts. We did, it was Ole Ole Ole.
Wow.
Which, as a Leafs fan, I don't even think I'm allowed to sing, but I was going hard, bro.
Wow.
I was like, hey, nobody can tell. Even though I was wearing, like, my One Love T.O. shirt and my Blue Jays hat. It was dark. I was like, whatever, I'm just going to wear my hat backwards so no one can tell.
Oh, my God.
Ole Ole Ole. Bohemian Rhapsody at one point.
Yeah.
At least the parts that guy knew, because he didn't know the whole song. So I think we started from just like, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we did the Fandango and everything else that comes with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Exactly.
Living on a Prayer.
Oh, nice.
And this is just a line to get in. And there may have been a Britney Spears song in there. And then, like, I remember I went on YouTube one day, and one of, like, when you go to the front page, one of the biggest videos will just show. It's like everybody was singing, I think it was Hey Jude, in the subway station. Everyone was singing. I'm like, this is the best place ever. I don't know. I assume it's not always like that. But man, it's a good summer. I was all this band in one night. What a good night. So, anyways, you guys are in line to get on the island.
Yeah. So it was like, it was clear. The sun came out for like a good hour, and then like it went away, and the clouds came, and it just came down, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. It's going to come down. It's got to like clear up later on.
Yeah.
But no, it got worse. Because, so we were there from 9 till 12. Yeah. That's when the actual F1 race started.
Okay.
And it stopped. It stopped for like a good hour and a bit still. But then it came back, and it didn't stop raining for another 4 hours.
Ooh.
So we were, we had general admission tickets, so we didn't have, like, grandstand seats. So we were out in, like, it was almost like Woodstock style.
Yes.
Like, out on, like, the grass.
Yeah.
And there's, like, some stairs. You sign the stairs. So we had, like the fold-up seats, and we had ponchos.
Yes, ponchos. It's not a party until ponchos are involved.
And luckily, I had my sandals, right? Because everyone else had running shoes.
Ah, yeah.
So I was fine with having my feet, like, wet, whatever, sandals, right? But everyone else, someone walked by, like, you see that squish it in their feet.
Yeah, that's the
like,
worst.
Oh,
I would rather have just straight-up wet feet than have to deal with wet socks. Wet socks, because you have to peel them off.
Exactly.
And, like, even though you think you're dry, every time you walk, there's a squish, and you know you're not. Oh, man.
So, yeah, it rained so much that it actually flooded the track.
Ooh.
Like if you ever seen like a racetrack, how like that the gravel pits on the side, like to stop the cars, there was actually sand like floating, like, flooding over the track. So like they had to stop the race, they had to wait for the rain to pass, they had to get the safety cars and like the cleaning crews to like sweep the roads, sweep the track.
Yeah,
and they had these pickup trucks with they're literally jet engines to heat. Or so warm to dry off the track.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they had to do that for a good like hour, and then but these things are so loud that like you hear it coming by from like from the other end of the track.
Yeah.
So it's just a huge drone going around for like a good hour. And like they restarted the race, and then like 5 minutes later the race was done. Like I was like, what the hell?
Worth the wait.
I know. I'm like they spent all that time.
So did they just call the race or did somebody win?
Well, it was, if people are familiar with, like, the race of 2011, Sebastian Vettel, like, he's, like, the current champion from last year. He led the race for so long until, like, the last lap where he spun out on, like, the third last corner.
Yeah.
And Lewis Hamilton, like, he passed him and took it. I'm like, oh, my God. I literally bought a Red Bull shirt,
nice.
Red Bull jacket to support the team and all that. I was excited. I was like, oh yes, Sebastian's gonna take it this time. And then, like he just let it go at the end of the race.
They waited till he spun out so they could call the race.
Crazy.
Like, oh, it's raining too much.
Like
now.
He put like something on the radio. I was like, oh, we just got hit up, you know, for we just got to spin out this corner. And,
oh man, crazy. Oh man.
So that was my Montreal adventure.
Does it feel like I'm cutting this conversation off right in the middle of it? Because I totally am. The unedited version of it goes on for about 50 minutes. So I figured instead of throwing a super long episode at you guys, I'd cut it in half and spread it across 2 weeks. So in a couple of days, you'll hear the rest of it. It gets better, still funny, still quality. You will enjoy it. Money back guarantee if you don't. Thanks to Aaron for coming through. Hope you're enjoying the Philippines right now. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Do what you do in the Philippines. I don't know. I've never been. that's pretty much it for this week. I'm going to throw some plugs at you, so duck. They're dangerous. You can find me on YouTube under the name GeniusBoy88. You can find me on Twitter and on Clout under the name ThatCSAGuy. And don't forget to check out the blog, thatcsaguy.blogspot.ca. That wraps it up from here. You've been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And remember, the bags under my eyes are designer. Thanks, Luke Westman.